Hi, thanks for listening. This is an astrology update for August 2026 by me, Tegan Tarot. And I just want to start with saying I'm recording this August 9th on the edge of going through the Lionsgate portal. And that's a phenomena that happens every year, every August on the 8th. It's an alignment between the Earth, Orion's belt, and the star Sirius. It's a bright star. We can see it in the sky if it's dark enough out. It has a bit of a yellow or a gold tinge to it. Sirius is part of the Canis Major star system. And so some of those qualities with the dog, the loyalty, the faithfulness, but also not shy to bite or bark at something that is threatening, brings those qualities are brought forward. And in our zodiacal cycle, we're also in the sign of Leo, regal, golden, bringing forward energies like an really all the fire signs deal with alchemy, and the Leo alchemy specifically is working with the archetypal body, so purging out the lower, you can see like lower identities, lower chakras, and bringing in a higher dimensional self. And so I love dogs, you know, I love animals obviously, and the protection and the guardianship of our faithful friend Sirius in the sky, guarding us, protecting us as we go through this time of deep transmutation, transformation, and elevation in our life. Now, I'm also really aware that August is hard-hitting, disorienting, and absolutely shifting. It can even feel like the gravity is moving out from under our feet really fast. There's unexpected things happening. This is inevitable. I mean, when really powerful shifts and transitions happen, there's an inevitability for disorientation, whether it's a gentle disorientation, like repotting a plant, or apocalyptic, like half the natural, like all the natural disasters and impacts happening in our world right now in 2026. So yeah, it's chaotic. And in a way, in the bigger soul perspective, it's also really exciting because this is the time of living life deeply and fully, ripping our shirt off and putting our heart to heart with nature and life. And we either do that by choice or through prayer or through crisis or through leaving our body, often happens. And there's a lot of transition happening right now, some wanted, some unwanted. And this is obviously part of life, but it's also quite exciting knowing these higher activations of the archetypal body, the 5D layers purifying the 3D layers, the higher dimensional aspects of self coming in. If we choose to look at astrology through an alchemical lens, this is all happening energetically, whether it's shining through on our consciousness or not. So there's goodness in the chaos, but it sure does not relieve the suffering, sadness, grief, and trauma that seems to be a consistent rhythm, not only for this year, but especially intensifying here in August. So as we move forward, August 12th is a new moon solar eclipse. This is in the sign of Leo, 20 degrees, and it's a south node eclipse. So this is about clearing, again, a necessary release. Personal, because the sun will be shining in the day, the moon eclipses it. So it's, if you're in Iceland or Greenland up there, you'll see the eclipse, you'll see the dark moon shadow the sun. And metaphorically, this is the moon is our inner world, our emotions eclipsing, blocking out our ego identity, our personal will for a moment. And what this can bring forth energetically in the eclipse, the August 12th solar eclipse on the south node, is looking at, facing, meeting the shadow where we have felt maybe unaccepted, unlovable, where we've denied aspects of our physical body or oppressed the fullness of who we are, thinking I'm not good enough, or there's a bit of imposter syndrome, whatever system coming in. And this eclipse is helping release and break any of the irrational or unnecessary thought patterns and emotions that are no longer going to serve you moving forward. So it can be an extraordinarily sensitive time. Face to face with our shadows has a deep sense of vulnerability. And as we navigate the fears through the eclipse period this coming week, August 12th, there'll be fresh energy that will arrive towards the end of August. So you can imagine this first eclipse is emptying the cup, releasing what's there. And then in 2 weeks from the solar eclipse is the lunar full moon eclipse. And that's beautiful. That's something that's coming in as a replenishment, bringing in what is needed, bringing in what wants to be revealed on our future path of life, a new framework. And so there's, and the nature of eclipses are the impact of them move forward for 6 months. So we won't have the full picture yet of what this new path, new future, new avenue looks like for us. Again, that can be really unsettling and confusing when we can't see the next steps. And a way I like to describe this is going for a swim in the ocean, and we think, oh, I'm going to swim out to the boat. You have a direction. And yet the current in the ocean is pulling you in a different direction. And maybe it's forceful, like a rip tide. Maybe it's just a strong current. But we're fighting against the current if we want to head towards the boat. And I would recommend, or what is interesting to observe with the lunar eclipse, August 28th, where is the current directing you? What keeps showing up in your life? Is it a repetition? Is it an interest? Is there something that just keeps feeling really good and you're like, oh, I just want to spend more time, but I don't know how this makes sense in the current paradigm of my life? These side currents, this pulling what we think might be off track, is actually guiding us to this profound, brand new framework without us knowing intellectually why we're headed in that direction. And in our chart, we can see the planets. Again, planet Uranus is squaring this lunar eclipse, and it's in Gemini, bringing unexpected disruptions, pushing us to break free. So when you map out like where these new moon and the full moon lunar eclipse, where does the planet, the sorry, the star Sirius land in your chart, you start to see a bigger story of what these birthings, massagings, transformations are from an astrological perspective in reflection of our natal birth chart. And at times when we feel completely disoriented, losing our grounding, looking at the chart, your natal chart, can be a sense of holding on to a raft in a storm. It doesn't give you the answers of how things will turn out, but it brings a deeper meaning and purpose as to the importance and the guidance of how this is helping you as an individual evolve. And that sometimes can bring comfort and even compassion for yourself or for others that you're dealing in conflicting situations with. I find in the search to understand astrology or tarot or listening through meditation or putting my heart to the cosmos through prayer, there's so much I'm like, please, like keep me away from the pain and the suffering. And yet the times that I am able to navigate the deep pain, trauma, suffering, isolation, loneliness, abandonment, all of those feelings is when I feel the most close and profound bliss and beauty in my life. It comes after. It doesn't soften the blow, obviously, but afterwards there's this divine connection, the hug of the universe, the hum of consciousness runs through me. And that's an invitation and available for every single one of us at every single moment. If you feel like I want more of that hum, that universal hum to run through my body, astrology is a way of attuning yourself to your natural design to help unclench what wants to leave and open unconditionally for the higher dimensional part of yourself that wants to come in and land. It allows us to get out of our own way, ideally. And that's what I help my clients with. So I share this update with you with a little, some little tidbits of what the powerful month of August looks like, not to protect you from the suffering, because that will be our path no matter what, but to invite you to see the light that you carry and bring that forward in a way that is exponentially profound, not only to lift yourself forward, but to bring and shine that light for others in, ideally, like a unified field. When more of us connect together, we have quite a lot of impact, not only in each other's lives, but in the environment and places and spaces around us. So hang in there and thank you for listening. And more details are on my website, or you can follow the writing that I do on Substack. And all of that is at Tegan Tarot, which is gracias. Talk to you next month.